do this. It's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, don't forget that anytime you accidentally miss the Daily Dust, you can listen to it later on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find the links in my blog on our website, b104fm.com. Okay, here we go. Justin and Hailey Bieber announced the birth of their baby boy Friday night. His name is Jack Blues Bieber. I kind of like that. That's not bad. Chris Hemsworth surprised fans at Ed Sheeran's show on Saturday by playing the drums for Thinking Out Loud.
Will you make some noise for Chris Hemsworth?
Not bad.
Give him the big round of applause, guys.
That's not exactly the most difficult song, but it was filmed for an upcoming episode of Hemsworth's National Geographic series, Limitless. Jenna Ortega of Wednesday gave up Twitter because of the disgusting AI images that she was receiving of herself. Ew. Bruce Springsteen dismissed the idea of retiring during a Philadelphia concert.
We've been around 50 years. We ain't doing no farewell tour. No farewell tour for the E Street Band.
No farewell tour. All right. You can sleep when you're dead. And Taylor Swift threw a birthday party for Blake Lively at her home on Rhode Island. And yes, Uncle Travi was there, as well as Uncle Jason and his family, and Uncle Patrick and his family. And yeah, Ryan Reynolds was there too. Keanu Reeves signed a one-day contract with a Canadian ice hockey team for charity. His signed contract and jersey are being auctioned off to raise money for the Canadian Mental Health Association. And it sounds like Ted Lasso is getting a fourth season.
I love you guys so very much.
On three. One, two, three.
I love you guys so very much.
Great job.
Oh, Rock Kent just said great job.
So how are they going to do that? Ted's not the coach anymore. I don't get it. After losing her wedding ring during a UK trip and then having it returned on the street, Sharon Osbourne took to social media to thank the person.
And this lady came running up to me and she goes, "Is this your band?" And it's my wedding band. And she found it on the floor, presumed it was mine, and came running after me and gave it to me. And I never got her name.
Oh, I how would you know for sure? I mean, and how would you lose a big rock like that? That's what I'd like to know. TLC had to cancel some shows after T-Boz landed in the hospital with an intestinal blockage. And authorities report that a fire has destroyed a historic and cinematic ballpark.
Officials say the historic Jay Littleton Ballpark in Ontario, California. Investigators say the cause of that fire is not yet known, but the wooden grandstand built in 1937 likely burned very quickly. It was a popular movie setting in addition to A League of Our Own, starring Tom Hanks and Gina Davis. The films Eight Men Out and The Babe Ruth Story were also shot there.
Oh, that's sad. Something else that's kind of sad, and I only used it as a dirt alert because it was just so funny to me, but U.S. women's soccer star Lynn Williams already broke her gold medal. She's hoping the International Olympic Committee will fix it for her. What, did she bite it too hard? I mean, how do you even break an Olympic gold medal? That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You are so welcome.